This is The Rounds Table.
All good things must come to an end, and so it is with our first season as your inaugural host on The Rounds Table. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in yet another week. We have a very special episode for you this week. We're going to do a best of the 2016-2017 Rounds Table season. And I am honored to be joined by my producer, Emily Hughes, and our new editor, Emilio Garcia Flores, who are sitting right next to me to take us through these best of articles. 10 articles lined up. Let's get right to it. First one, the Fourier trial, evolucumab and clinical outcomes in patients with cardiovascular disease in the New England Journal of Medicine. Your typical patient that you might see to apply this evidence to is a 60-year-old gentleman who comes in and has known coronary artery disease. He's on reasonably good medical therapy, including a high-dose statin. This trial was a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial that treated patients with evolucumab, a PCSK9 inhibitor, at 140 milligrams subcutaneously every 2 weeks or 420 milligrams monthly. And they looked at a primary outcome of a composite of cardiovascular events over approximately a two-year period. There were over 25,000 patients included in the trial, and they primarily found that evolucumab decreased cardiovascular events in patients with established coronary artery disease who were already on high-dose statins. Your absolute risk reduction was about 2%, and your number needed to treat over a two-year period was approximately 74. The main limitation of this study was that it was an event-driven study, which are known to exaggerate or occasionally limit benefits, but probably the short follow-up was the biggest limitation, which we know can exaggerate benefits in some instances.
Coming in second place, we have a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine titled The Prevalence of Pulmonary Embolism Among Patients Hospitalized for Syncope. This was a study that